Welcome to The Marriage Fix, where Christian married couples allow God to repair their union. I'm James.
And I'm Katrina.
Coming to the tool shed. We come to you every week with podcasts on how to build a kingdom marriage. So tune in with your spouse and let them know that your union is about to be leveled up.
Here at The Marriage Fix, our goal is to shed some light on what really goes down in marriage.
That's right.
You'll hear our story, the good, the bad, and the light at the end of the tunnel. You'll hear how we overcame our struggles and how you and your spouse can thrive in marriage again. Yes, it is possible.
It is possible.
Right, babe? You're already encouraged because you're listening to our podcast.
That's right.
We want to inspire and empower healthy married couples out there to stay in their union. Remember the covenant you made with God, and we're rooting for you every step of the way.
That's right. And here's the deal. We are Christian followers. We believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, His living word, and the Holy Bible. Restoring marriages is our ministry, and you'll be hearing the word of God every single podcast. That's right. Every single podcast, you will hear the word of God here at The Marriage Fix. I am James.
And I'm Katrina.
Yeah, and we are The Marriage Fix. So we really appreciate you tuning in. If you have not done so already, subscribe. We really appreciate it. We have plenty of room here in The Marriage Fix Tool Shed, where we give you all the tools to fix your marriage and your relationship.
I like the sound of that. We fix, we repair, we restore. We helped fix, repair, restore. What else do we do with the tool shed, honey?
Everything. We sharpen.
That's right. Ooh, I like that one. Yeah. I like that one. Ooh.
Yeah.
Nice. Very nice.
So, yeah, we are back at it again. This is our eighth or ninth
episode? I think it's the ninth.
Okay.
I don't know. You all tell us, our listeners out there, is this our eighth or ninth one?
Yeah, inquiring minds want to know.
Yeah, who's been with us since day one?
Yeah, we're just going, guys. We're just getting it all out. So, all right. So, this episode, babe, is contention. Contention in marriage. Is that what you said it was?
Yes, contention in marriage.
Contention in marriage, yeah. And this, you know, every single podcast that we do, we take it from a scripture. Every podcast is from a scripture. Mm-hmm. So this one is actually from Proverbs 15:18. Mm. And the scripture says, "A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contention."
Oh, do they need to hear it again, babe, you think?
Yeah, I'll read it again. Proverbs 15:18, "A wrathful man stirs up strife, but he who is slow to anger allays contention."
I like that.
Yeah.
I needed to hear that again. I like that.
Yeah, so this podcast, again, is contention in marriage. And as you know, before we get into every podcast that we do, we always have a prayer that we do. So if you don't mind, bow your heads in prayer as we go into it. Heavenly Father, thank you for using us in your kingdom. Thank you for guiding us this far and giving us your grace. Even now, Lord, you know the purpose for which we have come. Lord, your word says that for where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Fill us with your anointing and power so that those who have ears to hear can hear. Let your Holy Spirit take full control over us and let him speak, not us. You know the needs of everyone listening to this podcast, and we send every spirit of strife, pride, and leviathan to the feet of Jesus. Your word says, "Hatred stirs up strife, but love covereth all sins." We choose to glorify only you, Lord, and no weapon formed against us will prosper. And we take victory in your mighty name. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, honey.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Excuse me.
So what is contention? What is contention? Well, contention is, it's the idea or opinion that we express in an argument or discussion. That's what contention is. Contention is the cause of disagreements and arguments.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
I do. And, you know, I just think of, yeah, because whenever I hear the word contention, I just think about like, you know, like just anger, you know, bitterness, strife. And I think for some reason, I think about like anger for no reason, you know.
That's good. That's good. But, you know, actually, it sounds like that, but it's not for no reason. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's a no reason because we're not conscious of where it's coming from.
Okay.
You know, mm-hmm. There's a lot of examples of why someone would have contention in a marriage. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe it's because they're not happy with their partner.
That's deep.
So anything that happens, contention is going to be at the forefront.
Okay, so this is deeper than just like a woman like PMSing or something.
Oh, yeah, I would hope. I would think so.
Okay. All right. It's deeper than if you woke up and stub your toe next to the bed in the morning. It's just deeper than that.
Yeah, because those things, you can kind of just chop it up. It's just having a bad day or just dealing with something, you know. But these usually go a whole lot deeper than that. Mm-hmm. Usually it's something in the background, some unfinished business, you know, some unfinished hurts that's not being addressed, you know, closure that has not happened from previous arguments or certain situations in a conversation or life or as for a married couple or relationship.
Right. Okay.
You know,
that makes sense, babe.
I mean, also probably not even being with the person you ultimately want.
Ooh, whoa, yeah. It's saddening to hear, but these are the realities of married couples out there and people. And, you know, what we like to do, again, our whole bit is restoration and repairing. And if it is contention out there, people are struggling with contention, then we do invite you all to take a listen and kind of see, like, if any of the things that we discuss ring a bell in you all's life. Like, if it's one of the things or if it's more than one thing. And what we invite you all to do is not, because what my husband is sharing here is that contention is deep. It's a deep rooted. It's almost kind of aligned kind of hand in hand with resentment. And it was a lot deeper than even I was kind of thinking when we sat down for this podcast. I was thinking that it was like, you know, a little bit more surface level than what you're saying here when you are reading the meaning. Mm-hmm. So it's like, whoa. So I'm glad we are hitting on it, because if it's a serious topic that a lot of married couples and even, you know, betrothed couples in Christ are struggling with, then take a listen, take note of if this is something you're struggling with. And we invite you to not have thoughts of throwing in the towel, but to just listen to our message today and let the Holy Spirit guide you to the truth of the situation that you may be dealing with at this moment.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. And so what we really don't want to do is allow, you know, strife to come in on that. They're kind of like hand in hand, you know, and strife is one of Satan's favorite weapons that he used to spread anger and confusion. Mm. And we're vulnerable to that when our spirits don't line up with God's spirit.
Right. Wow. Yeah.
And so this contention thing that we're talking about, you know, it doesn't even have to come from what I said before. You know, when someone haven't had closure in an argument or feeling a certain kind of way because they've felt they've been done wrong or they're not being considered. Just a lot of things that come to play.
Right.
Contention can come when things are going good.
Right. Wow. Yeah. But how can it come if it's going good though?
Because again, Satan wants to use it as a weapon.
Okay.
You know, when things are going good, it can come in because it's to interrupt the good things that God has going inside your life.
Wow.
You know, okay. Because the thing about it is, you know, if I can recall, here's the thing. Strife can lurk in your relationship, in your marriage for a long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It can lurk. It can be quiet and just come out.
Right.
At the right opportunity.
Right.
Right. And so we also saw this with Abraham and Lot when they were traveling together and they were experiencing success. And what happened was, is that they were doing well. They were doing really, really well together. And there was strife between the herdsmen of Abraham's livestock and Lot's livestock. And so they decided, Abraham said, please let there be no strife between you and me. And they went their separate ways. Mm-hmm. And so they were blessed. They were so blessed that it wasn't enough room from where they were at. So they separated.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what he said. Let's not let contention come in. So mm-hmm. separate from me. And that's what happens when we have things going good and we're blessed and we are fruitful and things like that. Contention can come in and we have to be mindful of it. We have to watch out for it and cast it off and know when to separate that.
That's good, baby. You know, it reminds me of that saying that I've heard before. It just popped in my head. Familiarity breeds contempt.
That's good.
So when you were mentioned about how they're so blessed, they're in so much abundance. Well, that was familiar. They were in a state of familiarity. I mean, Lot and Abraham, I believe they were relatives, cousins or mm-hmm. something, I believe. And yeah, I mean, there was a lot of familiarity there. Familiarity, not just with each other, but them being family, their livestock. And I guess in every situation that there's contempt, there's a form of familiarity.
Exactly. Exactly. And so that's what we really don't want to do is allow that to turn into strife, you know, because strife is a sin.
Right. Right. Okay? Yes, it is.
But why is strife a sin?
I believe strife is a sin. Sorry about that. I believe strife is a sin because it is destructive. It's it's disharmonious. It's destructive. It tears down instead of builds. It can mm-hmm. destroy. And it's a tool of the enemy. Mm-hmm. If one man takes another man to court, that is an example of strife that I think about. But we're called, and I believe the word is very clear. And there's several verses against strife. But one is that, you know, we are called. Believers are called not to do that. Believers are called not to take other believers to court because that's a form of strife. Mm-hmm. I would imagine, you know, we are called to, I believe there's a verse before the sun goes down. If you have an issue with your brother, to talk with them, to sort it out before the sun goes down. Don't let the sun go down on that, on whatever issue, the strife that there is. Try to hash it out that day. We're also called in another verse to forgive 70 times seven.
Right.
So if we can think about the opposite of strife, it will be harmony and forgiveness. Mm-hmm. So, you know, like one believer taking another believer to court is the opposite of those things. So you all, yeah, just, you know, thinking
that's good.
As a believer of, you know, and it's a big world. People will get on our nerves. We're not saying that just because we are Christ followers does not mean that people won't get on our nerves. People may have gotten on the Lord's nerves when he was human, when he was here, you know, I'm not saying, I just think that's a part of the human experience.
Right. But one thing about that is there is a resistance in between what you're saying and what you need to do. And that resistance is what makes it sin, which is pride.
Exactly.
Pride is what is exactly. what tries to hinder the humility of you doing that.
Right. Right. Exactly. And that's very destructive. And we also know what the word says about pride. Pride comes before a downfall. So it's just, I just think us as believers, I mean, yeah, this is having me kind of think a lot deeper than I thought I would for this podcast, but it's in a good way because, you know, contentment is a form of strife. Well, you know, okay, strife can also lead to things like familiarity or, you know, the examples of strife in the Bible.
But yeah, so we really just want to stay away from creating strife.
Right.
Creating, because again, the enemy wants to create division, and he does that through strife. This is one of the weapons. So we have to keep that in mind when we think about that. So Proverbs 17:19 says, "Whoever loves a quarrel loves sin. Whoever builds a high gate invites destruction." That's from the NIV.
That's right.
New King James Version says, "He who loves transgression loves strife, and he who exalts his gates seek destruction." And then ESV mm-hmm. says, "Whoever loves transgressions loves strife. He who makes his door high seeks destruction."
Mm.
So it gives us a really, really good insight with sin being pride being sinful, mm-hmm. Transgression, how we need to exercise love to combat strife and how we need to defend it. And again, high doors, that's again, that's prideful.
Mm.
That is, you know, putting a block and putting yourself above someone else.
Right.
So again, strife is a sin, and pride is what stops us from advancing in a positive light with moving and operating from the fruits of the Spirit.
Right. Correct. That's well put, honey.
Absolutely. Thank you. So what we do, we find a lot of couples in our work with this contention and strife and all that is, you know, the areas that create this. So again, a lot of times people are trying to overcompensate or prove themselves. So that brings in the contention.
It does. Because I'm thinking about the familiarity with that, mm-hmm. what you just said, and that bringing in the contention completely.
Oh, yeah. We have to give them the tools from the tool shed.
Yes, tool shed.
The first thing that we want to do is combat strife. And we want to combat strife deliberately by walking in unity and love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we also fight this contention. Number two, walking in love. Forgive others for the hurtful things that they may say or do, refusing to hold grudges and putting other people first, putting mm-hmm. others first. So those are the tools that we have this week for combating contention and strife. So is there anything mm-hmm. else that you want to add to that, honey?
I love that. And I love the put other people first that you mentioned. And put other people first. And also, especially your spouse. Your spouse and your significant other, your fiance.
Absolutely.
Definitely put them first. And if there's anything that they're doing that you don't like, maybe it is a source of contention in your relationship, start to put them first. Putting their needs. And this is just something to try, right? In the tool shed, right? That's what we give you guys. To try to do that. Try just for a week. Just till we come back and see y'all again next week, the good Lord willing. Okay? And then, you know, put them first and see. Just kind of maybe take note of the changes in them. And we believe, yeah, you know, and hopefully I can speak for both of us, my husband and myself, when I think that a lot of the contention that you all may have been dealing with, you start to put your partner first, start to put your partner's happiness and satisfaction before your own, even just to test it out, you know, that you will be pleasantly surprised that the contention will dissolve and it'll either eliminate itself completely or you all will get to a place where you can sit down and talk it out and knead out that contention.
Absolutely.
Because all wins with Christ. You know, there's victory in Christ. That's why, you know, in our, in in the God we serve and we follow, you know, that's the whole reason for our platform, is to edify the kingdom and our brothers and sisters in Christ, and primarily married couples and betrothed couples, couples who are engaged to be married, is to edify. And just to let you all know, like, when you turn your eye to Jesus, there is victory.
Absolutely. That's beautiful, babe.
Thank you, honey.
So we know that there's going to be disagreements. We know there's going to be arguments. Mm-hmm. But again, we have to be mindful of the contention and where that can lead us.
That's right.
You know, so we really appreciate you guys listening to us. Again, subscribe. If you are having any challenges in your relationship with contention and strife, please don't hesitate to reach out to us. You know, of course, again, you know, we help in a lot of these areas. So again, if you're struggling with this, yeah, reach out. Also, go to our website, jamesnance.coach, to learn more, to possibly even book a session. So just reach out.
Yeah, and be sure to comment if you like this podcast. Be sure to like, comment, and follow us for more topics that you will love. And then you all can watch our podcast back to back while driving to work, cleaning house, or doing whatever y'all do.
Absolutely. All right, we appreciate you. Stay blessed, and we will see you next week.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Subscribe to our podcast.
Have you heard your favorite topic yet?
If not, stick around. We might cover that next.
So make sure you subscribe so you don't miss it.
Proverbs 11:14 says, "Where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there's safety."
Let us become one of your counsels in this life of marriage.
There are many voices talking from the world. From a life of singleness.
Don't let your legacy fall into the hands of unwise counsel.
How will you know? By the word of God.
Turn your marriage around and create the marriage God has for you.
Subscribe now to The Marriage Fix.